Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, Mark chapter 1. We're going to be reading verses 29 through 34. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the house of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening after sunset, people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Little is known about Peter's family, but from today's passage, we know he is married. He had a mother-in-law. The distance from the synagogue in Capernaum, where Jesus taught, to the home where Simon's mother-in-law lived is about a minute's walk. Many believe that this house served as Jesus' headquarters during his ministry in Galilee. The fever had overtaken Peter's mother-in-law, and it was debilitating. She was in bed, unable to function. In this case, Jesus did not pray for the sickness to be relieved. He simply took her by the hand. In this case, it's interesting, Jesus didn't pray for the sickness to be relieved. He simply took her by the hand and helped her out of bed. And as she was getting up, the fever left. And to demonstrate her full recovery, Mark says that she began to prepare a meal for Jesus and his disciples, incapacitated one moment, cooking a meal the next. The nourishment was needed. That evening, the whole town gathered at the home, and Jesus worked late into the night and possibly into the early morning, healing the sick and demon-possessed. Jesus never healed anyone halfway. The blind were not restored to fuzzy images. They had 20/20 vision. Withered hands were not healed to functionality. They were healed to perfection. The lame were not healed to remain limping, but to leap. And so it is with spiritual healing that Jesus provides. He deals with our sin fully. We become new creations empowered by the Holy Spirit. We were not spiritually healed in order to limp our way to heaven. Our recovery is complete. Therefore, we can live fully for Him. Father, thank you for making me new from the inside out. Help me realize that through Jesus, I am fully recovered. Help me to run robustly all the way home. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you'd want to contact us at The Journey, you can email us. You can email us in two ways. If you have a prayer request, you can email prayer@ronmoore.org. Man, we'd love to pray for you. And if you have if you need some information, if you would like to know how to get started on your spiritual journey, if you have a question, if you'd like to know what it means to trust in Christ, you can email us at info@ronmoore.org. info@ronmoore.org.